appreciate all that. That's really good. What you said, it is important. The word's important. And, I this has been on my mind all week. It's been on my mind, and I just got to, and I was listening to what everyone else has said, last week and everything. I wasn't here, but I listened to it on the website. I'm going to be saying the same thing. We're all saying the same thing. I'm going to be saying the same thing today. Because apparently this is what the Lord wants to do right now. Mary, you said it last week, it's a move of the Spirit. There's a move of the Spirit that's going on. What is that move? Well, we need to latch hold of what that is, and we need to walk in it, right?
Cooperate.
You need to cooperate, right? Come on, Gandis, give us a good sign.
Did you have one that
No, 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 go ahead.
Really? Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, I was asking God again, what you want to do, and he said, let's go back and sing one that we've already sang, and it's called Heal Our Land.
Amen.
Okay? All right, praise God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Glory to your name.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Worthy
yes.
to hallelujah. Be praised. Glory
to your name.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
You're
worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. You are hope and joy and peace. Papa, God.
Let's just revisit that. That little bit. Pour out your spirit. Speak through your word. We just had communion. Right? Take and eat, this is my body. He said, I am the bread of life. Mm-hmm. In the beginning was the Word.
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus is the Word. The Word became flesh,
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
We the took body. The body.
Amen.
His
yeah.
Word. Mm-hmm. His Word.
Became the body.
Speak through your Word.
Shaka-tatia.
Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. What do you do with wine? You pour it.
Amen. Amen.
He poured out his life for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
The life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pour out your spirit. The word and the spirit. The spirit of truth.
Amen. Amen.
The spirit who will teach us all things.
All things.
The Spirit who teaches us all things. The Spirit and the Word are together. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The body is not the body without the blood and the flesh. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, there's no life without the body and the,
mm-hmm.
and the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have both.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're together. They're together. Just don't separate them. Let's not separate them. Say, I just have one. I don't have the other.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of Bible study, but you know, I don't know, need the Holy Spirit. You know what you get if you get that? What do you get if you just study the Bible, but you don't listen to the Holy Spirit?
Nothing.
You get a lot of confusion, don't you? You get a lot of confusion. People write about this stuff. You can read people writing about what's in the Bible. You're going,
where'd they get that from?
What's going on here? Don't they understand? Don't they understand what the Word is saying? Don't they understand? Jesus, when he spoke to people in parables.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Those that would understand it. Right?
Yeah.
But there were a bunch of them that didn't understand it. Didn't understand it. You got to listen to the Spirit. I call the Spirit my truth filter.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, you know, hey, look, you got a truth filter. When you hear someone talking, or you hear a sermon, you hear someone teaching or whatever, turn on your truth filter.
Yeah.
What does the truth filter do?
Tells you the truth. It gets rid of that. Wrong thing and
tell
you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in other words, whenever you hear someone talking, I've said this all the time, you know, especially about myself, whenever you hear someone teaching, what they say is going to be a mixture of iron and clay. You know, to use something from Daniel, you know, the feet of iron and clay. A little bit strong and a little bit weak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A little bit strong, a little bit. Keep the strong.
get rid
of the weak. Truth and error. Truth and error, you know. We don't see everything as clear as we would like to see it. We're all growing and learning, okay? So we speak truth and we speak error. And sometimes my kids would get frustrated at me because I'd be teaching one thing 1 week, 2 weeks later, I'd be teaching something different. They go, what are you doing, Dad? You're just contradicting what you said. Well, yeah, I know, because I'm learning. I'm learning. I get a more complete revelation, Mary. I get a little bit more complete revelation, you know. That was good, but this is better. You know, the Old Testament was good, right?
Yeah.
They don't but, pull you out.
No.
They receive it and love you.
The New Testament is better. The Old Covenant was good, but the New Testament's better.
Yeah.
Abraham Covenant was good, right? Mm-hmm. It was better than the Noah Covenant. Right? But then the Mosaic Covenant came, it was better than the Abraham Covenant. Mm-hmm. But then Jesus came. And this covenant is better than that covenant.
Amen.
You see, we move on and on and on. We move and we learn and we grow. God's got better things for us.
Amen.
Right? We don't stay where we are.
No.
We move on to better things.
Mm-hmm.
Mary was saying last week, the move of the Spirit going on. Well, this move of the Spirit, what's it going to do? Is it going to keep us right where we are?
No.
No. Ooh. That's the whole point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Move of Spirit, we're going to move on. We got to move with the Spirit so we get to move on.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I've been, you know, I'm going to share some things here. I got so much I don't know where to start.
Like 2 weeks.
And Mary says, I just hope you know where to end, you know. That's the thing. Proverbs 25:5. We've been looking a little bit in Proverbs. And this, you know, my son brought this to me this week as we were doing our Bible study. And it was just really cool. Proverbs 25:2, verse 2. Anybody have that want to read it?
Did you say 2 or 5?
Proverbs 25:2 is what I meant to say. I don't know what I said, but
it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter.
It is the glory of God to conceal. To hide something. It's the glory of kings to search it out. It's the glory of kings to search it out. Solomon was a wise king, right? He liked to search things out. He wanted to know how things worked, right? In fact, the Queen of Sheba came from far away. And she was just floored, amazed by what he knew. Answered every question she had. Wow. That's pretty wise, isn't it? That is pretty wise. He never had to say, I don't know, to her when she asked the question. That's pretty powerful. I mean, I've had people ask me things. I don't know. I don't know, Brother David. You know, you ask me, I don't know. But Solomon didn't have to do that. Queen of Sheba came and answered all her questions. Wow. That's pretty wise, isn't it? It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, right? Well, how does he conceal things? He conceals them in parables. He conceals them in proverbs, right? But those who are kings will search them out. Hello, kings. Hello, kings.
Hello.
Hello, kings.
Hello.
Who's the kings here?
We
are the kings, right? He is the King of kings, and he has made us a kingdom of priests. Amen? Well, that's good. So what are we going to search out? What are we going to search out?
Write some words here on the board. Light, life, word, bread, truth, king. Yeah, I got 6 words on the board. What do they all have in common? They're pretty different words, aren't they? We got light and life and word and bread and truth and king. Oh, they have anything in common? Y'all recognize anything they
They have in common? Of course you do, because you're kings, okay? So, come on. Come on, anybody.
Jesus, I mean.
That's Jesus. All of those are what? What Jesus called himself, right? John 1, he's light. Life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. Bread. I'm the bread of life. I'm the true bread that came down from heaven, right? Truth. I'm the way, the truth, and life. Again, truth. And King. For this purpose I came into this world. But then my kingdom is not of this world. Right? My kingdom is not of this world. But for that purpose, for the purpose, I am a king. Even Pilate recognized it. He said, King of the Jews. King of the Jews. He didn't realize he was king of more than just the Jews. Right?
Amen.
It's kind of interesting here. We've done some studies lately on light. Right? We did a little study on light, and we found out is light is wisdom. Light is understanding. Light is knowledge. Right? Sing a song. I saw the light. I saw the light. Hallelujah. Let me just pull this up. Make things interesting.
You came ready
this morning. I came ready. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy when sorrow is sad. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Yeah. I remember that one. There's a happiness when you see the light.
Amen.
Well, what are we seeing? Is it the sun shining outside? No, we got the light when it's cloudy, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We got the light in the middle of the night. Right? When Satan attacks, we can do what Brother Thurston says. Satan, you leave. And what does he have to do?
He's got to go.
He's got to go. I love that. Satan, you leave. You got to go. He's got to go. He said, Lord told you what? Three times?
Yeah. But he's got to
what if he don't go?
He's got to go.
He's got to go.
Telling him to go, he's got to go.
He's got to go. It's just, you know. Well, what if he don't? He's got to go.
He's got to go.
Why has he got to go?
Jesus, what Jesus said.
Oh.
You have authority to buy news.
We have got authority. But I'm not just there. Okay.
Because his light, when you speak his name and tell him to go, the light dispels darkness. It has to leave.
The light dispels darkness.
Very good.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The way he runs, I say he's happy to leave.
I tell you, when people are praising the Lord,
yes,
he is happy to leave, isn't he? He don't want to stay around that, does he? Because he wants people to do what? Praise him. He doesn't want people to praise God. He wants people to praise him. Right? But we praise the Lord.
And when you're praising him, he can't do anything because praise steals him. It steals the enemy. So all the demons and everything can influence the congregation when you're praising him. And that's where the truth goes forward because there's no hindrances.
Amen.
It's a different atmosphere.
Yeah, even people that are serving on Satan, they can't. They either going to stay there or shut themselves off because I didn't deliver because that when you praise God, it steals the enemy. All those bad thoughts or things you feel, depression, anything.
Glory, Mary. Glory.
That's why Satan fights it so much.
Glory.
He likes to praise himself and he likes to be aggravating people and talking sense to them. So if you're ever in a situation that you feel like you can't take it, start praising, buddy. It might take a little while, but
you're praying your way on out.
That is so true. That is so true. Just start praising God. He will leave. Start speaking in tongues.
Amen.
He don't know what you're saying, but he don't like it.
Use that light.
Yeah, and we got all kinds of things, powers.
Yes.
Power that we have.
We can turn on the light.
To overcome. To overcome.
Amen.
Right?
Turn on
what,
the light.
What, what does it say in Revelation here? It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Word of their testimony. Do we have a word of our testimony?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what this testimony is, okay? Acts 4:7, that was Revelation 12:11. Acts 4:7, it says, and this is when Peter had healed the beggar at the gate to the temple, right? He says, silver or gold have I none, but what I have, I give to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, caused a big uproar. Everybody's going, whoa, this guy got healed, right?
Yep.
So they bring him before the Sanhedrin, before the priest and everything. And when the priest, it says, when the priest had set them in their midst, Peter and John, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? What's your testimony?
Jesus.
What's your testimony? They wanted to know, you exhibited some power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Power. Mm-hmm. Well, what did they say? And it says, the Sanhedrin, it says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, mm-hmm. according to their colleges and universities, says they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with
Jesus.
Yeah.
They had been with Jesus. Wow. They're unlearned and ignorant, but they've been with Jesus. Whoa. That was their testimony. Why did they know that they had been with Jesus? Because of the power they used to heal that man. That was their testimony. Right?
Yep.
Paul says, when I came to you, I didn't come with words of man's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what did he come with? Power of the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Did he say that? Jesus said, believe my words. Or at least believe the works that I do.
Yeah.
You ought to believe my words because I do the works. Because of the power I share.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a testimony there.
Yes.
There's a testimony there. And I wanted to tell you, let me read this to you. When God created this world, the first thing he created was good. Light. First thing he created was light. But it wasn't the light of the sun.
No.
It wasn't the light of the moon or the stars.
They came on day four.
They came, yeah, yeah. Light is wisdom, understanding, knowledge, several other things, right? I mean, light refers to a lot of different things in the Bible.
Yeah.
But wisdom, understanding, knowledge, perception, I get it. I get understanding. When he set up this world, he decided how it was going to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first thing he had to do, he had to figure out how it's going to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I built some shelves yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Before I could build those shelves, I had to figure out how I was going to build them.
Mm-hmm.
Before I could go and buy the materials to build them, and start working on them, I had to figure out what it was going to look like, what the design was going to be. Well, God, when he created this world, the first thing he had to do was what? He had to figure out how it's going to work. How is this world going to work? Right?
Amen.
And we think, oh, okay, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, the laws of biology, laws of soil erosion, all these laws, right? But the first law, think about it. He said, it will respond to the word that I speak. everything.
Ooh, that's good.
The first rule, it will respond to the spoken word.
Yeah.
Woo.
And when God created everything and he put it all together, how did he do it? He did it by speaking.
Amen.
And then, in Genesis 1, on a different page in this Bible, okay. All right. 26. Genesis 1, 26. And then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, having dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the dominion that I exercise over this whole universe, you exercise over the earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do we exercise our dominion?
With our words.
With our words.
Amen.
Our words. That is why Jesus went to the fig tree and he said, no man's going to eat figs off of you again forever.
Mm.
And what happened to the fig tree?
Dried up
from your roots. Yeah. He didn't use an axe. He didn't use a chainsaw. He didn't use Roundup. Right? Boom. He said it. He spoke it.
He didn't even point it out that he did it. It was the disciples that pointed it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes we kind of have a tendency sometimes to say, we did this, and we did this, and we spoke this, and this is what happened. Which encourages us, but Jesus did. The disciples did it. So.
We speak these words, though,
yes,
like Jesus did, with love. We speak the truth in love. We exercise authority in love. Okay? The word is important.
Yes.
But the word has to be blended with the Spirit.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
The Spirit gives us life, right?
Yes.
It's the Spirit that ties us to God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And God is
Spirit.
Love.
Yeah.
God is love. Yeah.
You know, Jesus, when he said in John 6, he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and
Amen.
It is not mere words. That's when he chose his words. He said, because they're spirit and life. They're going to produce and do something.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
We cannot separate Jesus from his word.
No.
No,
we can't.
No, we can't.
We cannot separate Jesus from his word. We need to make sure that we're paying attention to what he says. Because everything he said was true. And when he says, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain. You shall not ask God to move the mountain for you. You shall say to the mountain, be lifted up and cast into the sea, and it shall be done for you.
Mustard is the greatest herb that makes a tree. It's not a little bitty herb. So that grain of mustard seed has a lot of faith in it.
Because
it's the biggest herb. It makes a big tree. According to the
makes
Lord,
a big tree.
Yeah. When it grows up.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep growing our faith, though.
Yes, we do.
We have to keep growing our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I hope we learned a little something today.
Yes, we did.
We've got to continue to search out, like the kings you are. Continue searching out the matters. Continue searching out. If you don't know what it is, continue searching.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I appreciate the way you do it, Brother Thurston. I didn't know what this was, so I just asked God, what is this? Amen? And he stayed with it till he got an answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's great. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. Giving us grace and glory, giving us your word.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that you can just reveal all kinds of things to us, that you are the light of our lives.
Yes.
We thank you for that. We thank you that we are overcomers. We can overcome all the attacks of Satan and overcome all the obstacles that he puts in our path. We thank you for our shields of faith, which just stops all the fiery darts of the Satan or the enemy and causes us to be overcomers. Thank you, Father. Bless our time together, our food, our fellowship. Bless today. May everything that we think, do, and say bring honor and glory to your name. Amen.
Amen.